There are only 3 more days left in the state legislative session, and lawmakers are talking with Governor Andrew Cuomo about a number of bills. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, they're keeping details close to the vest.
Following a private meeting with Governor Cuomo, legislative leaders were reluctant to divulge any details of their talks. The back and forth between Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and reporters is typical of the answers that legislative leaders commonly provide.
We're still talking about everything, but we still have some time.
What are you close on?
Discussing breast cancer, heroin, among the things that I think we're closest on, but we haven't closed anything down.
Anything particular on breast cancer or heroin?
No.
Lawmakers are trying to address the growing heroin epidemic. The state controller says 2014 saw a record number of fatal overdoses from the drug. And Governor Cuomo says he wants to make breast cancer screening and treatment more accessible. Part of the reason for the reticence among legislative leaders is that traditionally issues in Albany are not decided one at a time, but in end-of-the-session deals that are forged, linking numerous seemingly unrelated items together. Governor Cuomo's task force on the heroin and opioid crisis issued its report with 1 week to go before the session is due to end. It recommends, among other things, requiring insurance companies to pay for inpatient treatment as long as a doctor determines it is needed, instead of placing limits on the length of a stay in a detox center. It also advises ending roadblocks put up by insurers that it says can sometimes lead to a wait of several days before an addicted person is allowed to start treatment. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan says while he and other senators want very much to address the addiction epidemic, he says increasing costs to health insurers, which might raise premiums, is a concern.
Anytime we discuss anything involving health care, we would be ignoring our responsibilities if we didn't look at cost. But I will also say that I think our members are, what they're really heavy-duty focused on is how do you get people into treatment as quickly as possible without denials.
Ethics reform is being discussed, but in a year where both former leaders of the legislature have been sentenced to prison and there's ongoing state and federal investigations of the governor's economic development programs, it's unclear what ultimately will be agreed upon. The governor, with a little over a week left in the session, announced a plan to crack down on super PACs. He wants to enforce rules that require they operate independently from candidates. Both houses of the legislature reacted positively. Statewide campaigns rely very little on super PACs for funding, so legislators would not suffer a financial loss if the independent expenditure committees were more tightly regulated. The governor did not comment after the leaders' meeting, but earlier in the day, at an appearance in Niagara Falls, he downplayed expectations. Cuomo has already scrapped ethics reform proposals from the state budget because, he said at the time, lawmakers would not enact them. The governor admits he's not having much more luck convincing the Senate and Assembly to agree to ethics reforms now in the final days of the session.
They don't want to pass it. They have not wanted to pass it for years. They've said that 18 different ways.
Lawmakers are taking Monday off and not returning to the Capitol until Tuesday. And so far, they do all agree on one thing. They will consider no further business after June 16th, says Speaker Hastie, Senator Flanagan, and Independent Democratic Conference Leader Senator Jeff Klein.
We're leaving on Thursday.
We all agree on that.
There is agreement on that.
But Cuomo says there's still plenty of time left between now and June 16th. The end of session date is arbitrary. In past years, lawmakers stayed longer and even regularly came back in the fall to finish up business or address new issues. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.